Breaking news today on Seculo's FBI whistleblower and ACLJ to sue Biden's DOJ.
Keeping you informed and engaged, now more than ever. This is Seculo. We want to hear from you. Share and post your comments or call 1-800-684-3110. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hey, welcome to Seculo, folks. We told you yesterday we'd have a big announcement today on the American Center for Law and Justice radio broadcast here on Seculo, and that is that the ACLJ is representing FBI whistleblower Garrett O'Boyle. We also plan on representing other whistleblowers who have come to Congress who are now under assault by the weaponized Department of Justice and FBI, and we've even seen it at the IRS level as well. In this first announcement that we're making, we will be representing FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle. You may remember him from his early testimony. He was the FBI agent who blew the whistle on the FBI targeting conservatives, whether it was pro-life Americans, parents going to school board meetings. And what did the FBI do to him? Suspended him without pay after moving his whole family across the country. He had a two-week-year-old daughter. They move him across country, don't release his personal effects, suspend him without pay, so he's had to rely on charity. This is an FBI agent, a former member of our military who served in Iraq and Afghanistan, a police officer who then got a bachelor's degree and did the work to become an FBI special agent, followed the whistleblower procedures, and now is under attack by his own department for blowing the whistle. We're supposed to have whistleblower protection in the United States of America who can report on wrongdoing within the executive branch without fear of retribution. But what we have seen is already very extreme retribution for those willing to blow the whistle. So extreme, he is now telling others, don't do it.
Well, he's telling others don't do it because he has paid an unbelievable price, because what the FBI has done to him and the Department of Justice is they don't fire these guys. They suspend their security clearance. Then they are suspended without pay. This is, by the way, we'll set you the time frame up in this in the next segment of the broadcast. They're suspended without pay. They have no security clearance. They're not allowed under FBI and DOJ guidelines to take outside income that's more than $7,000, so they can't feed their families. And, you know, those of you that have watched the movie Oppenheimer, do you remember what they got him on? Security clearance. Same thing. They eventually restored it. Here, what we are going to do, this is part of our Life and Liberty campaign, and we're announcing it today. We are not just representing them. We are taking this to federal court. And by the way, it goes directly to the U.S. Court of Appeals, one step below the Supreme Court. You're starting the case one step below the Supreme Court.
Let's listen to Special Agent O'Boyle, our ACLJ client.
Just heard from your interaction with Mr. Gates and how all of this occurred and all of the hardships you've gone through. If one of your really good friends, your former colleagues, came to you and said, I have this thing that is being covered up and I think the American people need to know about it, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them first to pray about it long and hard. And I would tell them I could take it to Congress for them, or I could put them in touch with Congress. But I would advise them not to do it.
So you would legitimately try to protect one of your colleagues from doing what you have done?
Absolutely.
And how do you think that solves being able to shine light on corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people?
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
And that is who we're representing.
The FBI will crush you and your family if you tell the truth.
We are representing Special Agent O'Boyle, and we are launching today our new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Throughout the month of August, our legal teams will be focusing on the issues that you, our ACLJ members, have told us matter most to you, life and religious liberty. And we're starting with a major case we just announced. FBI whistleblowers coming forward to testify before Congress on the pervasive corruption and political bias infecting our federal agencies. We want you to go to ACLJ.org and be part of our Life and Liberty Drive today and throughout the month of August. calls to 1-800-684-3110. The ACLJ announcing our new Life and Liberty Drive for the month of August, and we're announcing that with a brand new case. You know, we actually went to our donors and said, what's most important to you, the issues the ACLJ works on? And you said, life and liberty, these two core issues that feel like they're under attack. And liberty certainly falls under so many different issues. One of those, of course, is the idea that government officials who feel like there is wrongdoing inside our federal government have long been supposed to be protected by whistleblower protections, that you could go to Congress, seek the protections of a whistleblower, be granted those protections, and thus you could not be, retribution would not be given against you because you were brave enough to speak out against the FBI or wrongdoing that you saw at a government agency. We now represent Garrett O'Boyle. He was one of the first FBI whistleblowers who came forward earlier this summer to say that their FBI is wrongfully targeting conservatives, pro-life Americans, and parents who are attending school board meetings. He blew the whistle. And then what did the FBI do? Suspended him.
Crushed him.
But did they just suspend him and say, go home and you can keep getting paid? No. They suspended him, moved him across the country, and then took his pay away.
And they, but what they do, and we're going to get into this in great detail here, folks. I'm going to take you through what we're doing here. They moved him across the country. Basically, he applied for a position with a SWAT team unit and other units and was accepted. They moved his family with his two-week-old baby across the country. And then when he gets there, they said, we suspended your security clearance. You're suspended without pay. And they kept GSA was the movers, Government Service Administration, whatever contracts they had. So they kept his personal belongings for months. Put this guy and his family in a homeless situation. He's an FBI agent, an Iraq and Afghanistan war veteran, has served our country well. And he said these words, and this one, I want to say this again. We'll play it again later. He said, when you report this under the whistleblower statute, you don't get protection because the FBI will crush you and your family. And Logan, this coincided with the announcement today of our Life and Liberty Drive.
That's right. And the Life and Liberty Drive is something we have been really looking forward to and really planning out. And when this situation came up, it just felt like, you know, this was orchestrated to be a part of our big launch here, because the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive is going to be throughout the month of August, because our legal team and our media team, like we told you before, we read all your comments. We see everything that comes through, and we know what's important to you. We know the top topics that you care the most about, and we are focusing this month on those topics. Life, protecting life, and liberty, whether that's religious liberty or what you're seeing right now with our support of these whistleblowers. We know that's become a big news story. It's become something that's very important, and we are directly in the fight, which means you are directly in this fight if you support us and you join on this time to join the fight for life and liberty. Right now, you can do it at aclj.org. And of course, there's a lot of great content that's going to come out this month, but we wanted to kick this off with a really big announcement. We are seeing it right now on our social media feed. All of you commenting, the thousands that are watching, you care about these topics, and we know it.
Well, let me tell you this, the way this case is set up so people understand what's happened. This is, you know, of course, we're talking about it here and we're breaking it down for you. Let me tell you the legal side for a moment. It's an unusual process. So when someone is denied their security clearance, they go through an administrative law judge. That's an agency review and an independent judge. But under an existing Supreme Court law called the Egan case, Egan versus Navy, Navy versus Egan actually is what it is. And in that case, the Supreme Court back almost 40 years ago said, you know, we can't look behind these decisions. So if their security clearance is suspended or revoked, here suspended, what happens is this: well, we can't really review that. And six justices said that was right. Three justices led by the late Justice White, who I appeared before many times, said, no, that's not right, that a due process requires that there be some form of review from an independent judiciary. What's unusual about this is you get to take the case directly to the Court of Appeals. Now, our due date for our notice of appeal is the end of this month, August 29th. We will then pick the jurisdiction, which court will hear the case. But what you need to understand, I want everybody to understand this, we will be going directly to the Court of Appeals, which means we are, when we start this case, we are just one step away from the Supreme Court of the United States on a case involving life and liberty and whistleblower protections and protecting those that take a pro-life position and others. This individual agent reported abuse that has been all over the press now. And for that, he and his family have been, as he said, crushed. Can we play that again? I think we need to play. You need to hear it from our client's own mouth. And this is why your support in this drive, in this campaign, is so important. Take a listen.
Mr. O'Boyle, we just heard from your interaction with Mr. Gates and how all of this occurred and all of the hardships you've gone through. If one of your really good friends, your former colleagues, came to you and said, I have this thing that is being covered up and I think the American people need to know about it, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them first to pray about it long and hard. And I would tell them I could take it to Congress for them, or I could put them in touch with Congress, but I would advise them not to do it.
So you would legitimately try to protect one of your colleagues from doing what you have done?
Absolutely.
And how do you think that solves being able to shine light on corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people?
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
This is, and they did crush him, his family.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you go through the story about how did they crush him, he talked about it. And I think it's important to play this, too, from his own words, about what they did to a guy who just had a two-week-old daughter. Two-week-old daughter. This is how the FBI treats its special agents who are Iraq an Afghanistan veteran who was an FBI special agent who, you see, oh boy, is a big dude. He was accepted to a FBI SWAT team unit. Kind of like front lines of the FBI we're talking about. These are the FBI agents that go in and actually are putting their life on the line because they're going in against the worst of the worst criminals.
Yep.
Take a listen to how they crushed O'Boyle, Byte 3.
In weaponized fashion, the FBI allowed me to accept orders to a new position halfway across the country. They allowed us to sell my family's home. They ordered me to report to the new unit when our youngest daughter was 2 weeks old. Then, on my first day on the new assignment, they suspended me, rendering my family homeless. They refused to release our goods, including our clothes, for weeks. All I wanted to do was serve my country by stopping bad guys and protecting the innocent.
This is to me what is so absurd, okay? We have a country where our FBI agents who are doing the right thing are being put in a poorhouse by the FBI, treated like criminals by the FBI they serve in, because they point out that, yes, they serve with human beings who are flawed, and sometimes those flaws are so bad they need to come forward and be told to the American people so that wrongdoing can be corrected and these agencies can make the right turns and the right changes. But instead, what do? They send him out and make him a beggar. He talked about that.
Yep.
Literally having to rely on charity because he is barred from taking any other income.
It is crazy. I mean, you hear those statements, you can't even believe they're really happening in this country. And that's why we felt it was important to really connect with this whole situation, because it's easy to kind of hear the term whistleblower and think of this sort of secretive, dark figure that you don't really know about. But now when you hear the details of what these people go through, they need our representation and they need help.
You know, this individual, the agent here, O'Boyle, received during his 4 years of special agent the highest annual review an employee can receive. He was selected for an FBI SWAT team, as Jordan said, and this newly created unit. And for this, he is left literally impossible to make a living because they suspend his security clearance. They keep him as an agent, but he's unpaid. And under the FBI and DOJ guidelines, they can't take outside income. You see what they're doing to these people, folks. And this guy also reported on the abuse that was taking place against these crisis pregnancy centers. And let me say this. He's not a political guy here. This is a guy that was doing his job, investigating cases, and made a whistleblower report under the existing whistleblower guidelines. So what's unique about this is that we're able to go directly to the Federal Court of Appeals.
Well, we figured out through this process of these brave whistleblowers that we now represent at the ACLJ, because of you and your financial support of the ACLJ, we could represent them. I mean, they've got nothing. They've lost everything. So to get good legal representation, where can they go? They can go to the ACLJ because you donate to the ACLJ to make sure they can get good legal representation. You're the reason why we get to, these whistleblowers can continue to come forward. There will be more that we represent. This is just the first that we're announcing. Garrett O'Boyle, FBI special agent. You know what they want him to do? Quit.
Exactly right.
They want them to quit so that they don't continue to blow the whistle.
All right, let me tell you what we've done. We have launched our ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. It is underway. We're announcing it with this very case. Your crucial support is the reason we're able to do this. Without you, we don't get to do it. Your gifts will be doubled through our ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving all of us twice the impact. This is your moment. Defend the truth. Defend freedom. Join us in this fight for life and liberty and stand up for this FBI agent and his family, ACLJ.org.
So the ACLJ announcing our new Life and Liberty Drive throughout the month of August. We want you to donate to ACLJ. Listen, with this announcement of the new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, we're announcing this new representation of FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle. He's one of the first whistleblowers that came out to Congress in May and said, you know, what is happening in the FBI is wrong. Here's some issues where I think that we are wrongly focused on conservative Americans, parents at school board meetings, pro-life Americans following Roe versus Wade, pro-life pregnancy centers. When he asked why about pro-life pregnancy centers, we just want to get information about what they're doing at those pro-life pregnancy centers. FBI is not an information gathering tool. They are a law enforcement agency. But he has been, the only word for it is politically persecuted by the agency he serves.
Yes.
Because they want them to quit. They don't, instead of fixing the wrongdoing in the FBI, they want these agents who are ready to do the fixing and that hard work out the door.
I want to hear from you on this. Are you as excited as we are about being able to represent people like Garrett O'Boyle, FBI agents who blew the whistle and are being really persecuted for this, and that now we're able to stand behind them? I want to encourage you to call us at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We want to hear from you on this. Let me tell you a little bit about our client. He joined the U.S. Army right after high school, served in the famed 101st Airborne Division. He was deployed to both Iraq and Afghanistan in Operation Iraqi Freedom, as well as Operation Enduring Freedom. He received the Combat Infantryman's Badge, which is awarded to those in infantry who engaged in ground combat against our nation's enemies. He then, after serving in the Army, became a police officer. While serving as a police officer, O'Boyle finished his bachelor's degree, graduating with honors in criminology and law studies. He then began the road to become an FBI agent. He was selected to be an FBI agent. During his 4 years as a special agent, he received the highest annual review an employee can receive. He was selected for an FBI SWAT team and for a new unit the FBI created. This guy is not political either. I want to say this here, okay? This isn't some political move. He's investigated people that were accused of violence, that were violence against abortion clinics, okay? That's what FBI agents do. But he pointed out when he thought the abuse was going against pro-life crisis pregnancy centers too, and for that he's getting reprimanded. Not just reprimanded. I mean, suspended without pay, security clearance is suspended as well, cannot make a living. But again, not a political guy, just trying to do his job. And for that, what does he get? He blows the whistle and what happens? Parents, you know, are being targeted and tagged at school board meetings. And he says, you know, I don't think we should be doing that as the FBI. Now, there's a process that goes on here. But what's so unique about this is we get to go right to court on this one. We're going to have a lot of other cases we're going to be announcing in the days ahead. This is a major part of our Life and Liberty Drive here. But I just want you to know our next stop on this case is federal court. Go ahead.
I think we should go ahead and take phone calls. A lot of people are very excited. Yeah. Let's go to Jerry, who's calling in Rhode Island on line one. Jerry, welcome.
Hi, Jerry.
You guys, so proud of you guys for taking this guy's case. My resume is same as his, except for combat. And I had the money to fight a whistleblower claim. Yep. He didn't. You're doing it. You're going to get a big donation in the memo. It's going to have his name. So proud that you're doing it. Question.
Yep.
Because you're fighting that 6-3 decision, this federal court approach, do you likely think you're going to get to the Supreme Court fast?
Well, I think it'll be fast in this context, Jerry. There's no district court proceeding here. So, you know, where these things bog down, these cases, is you get in district court and you've got discovery and, you know, you got to go through that whole process. It could take years. This is all administrative law judge done. Then it's going to go to the Court of Appeals. I suspect, not guaranteed, but I suspect I'm going to be an uphill battle because of the Supreme Court case. Positioned correctly, this case could be, it is possible that this time next year, we're talking about a Supreme Court case for Garrett O'Boyle. We've got to go to the Court of Appeals first. But that is one stop away from the Supreme Court of the United States. And that's the reason why we have launched this Life and Liberty Drive. And folks, this ties into the life issue. It ties into the liberty issues. And Garrett O'Boyle is one FBI agent that we're representing. There are going to be more.
Yes, and folks, I want to play this. We had Congressman Mike Johnson on the broadcast yesterday. These are good friends of ours on Capitol Hill. He questioned Agent O'Boyle. I want you to take a listen again. The retribution, the price that they have paid for blowing the whistle, that they are supposed to be protected by Congress to blow that whistle, and here we see that those protections are meaningless right now. Take a listen.
And isn't it true that once the FBI found out you spoke to Congress, that your security clearance was then suspended?
Yes, I believe that's what happened.
And what effect has this had on your ability to provide for your young family?
I've since had to rely on charity because the FBI stopped paying me, and there's no other way for me to make a living. I know from other whistleblowers that the FBI routinely denies them the ability to get outside employment. And then as a special agent, you can only make $7,500 a year outside of your government salary. So you're really stuck between a rock and a hard place because on one hand, we want to try to get our jobs back because we are trying to do our patriotic duty. But on the other hand, we still have families to take care for. It's essentially a death sentence in the modern era.
Yeah, talk about a chilling effect, right? Not only have we chilled the rights of parents to go and express their views, any other whistleblower better take note, right? They better take note. You may not be able to feed your family.
It makes the whistleblower statutes, by the way, totally meaningless. Our friend Senator Grassley has been a big advocate. He's authored, Jordan, the whistleblower statutes, you know, 20, 25 years ago, and has been a big supporter of all that. But this makes it a nullity. So we got to get justice here. And that's why we've launched, and I think it's important for people to understand, Logan, what the scope of this Life and Liberty Drive is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. With the Life and Liberty Drive, and I know that's something brand new, you're just hearing about it, this is day one. If you're watching on social media, you just saw some of the ads promoting it, you got to see some of our video platforms, go to ACLJ.org. What we've done is we have taken all of your comments, we've looked at everything you've said, we've surveyed our audience, and we've found out what is the most important topics for you, and we are focusing this month on those topics and our cases on those topics. And what those are always for you seem to be life, so protecting the life of the unborn, and also, and those who are supporting it, and also in the other, say, people who for religious liberty, but now situations like this, which is just liberty for in general. And this situation with the whistleblower, I think a lot of people have wondered how they can help because they see and they hear sort of the disparity in some of these voices when they're just trying to do the right thing and serve their country. But we started the Life and Liberty Drive because we wanted to focus our legal team and focus our media team on this, these two specific issues. And this is your moment where you can really help defend the truth and defend freedom. And we want you to join us in the fight for life and liberty. So when you support the work of the ACLJ right now during this Life and Liberty Drive, you are supporting this situation specifically and these cases specifically. If you want to know how you can get involved, this is how you can join us.
There is going to be a tidal wave of people needing representation here from these agencies. And it's not just going to be the FBI, by the way. It's going to be other agencies as well. I want to see the ACLJ positioned to be the resource. Working with all the law firms, too. We're working with the Bunnell firm here, friends of ours. These are good lawyers, but this is going to take a lot of efforts. And folks, this is where I need your help. We need your help. We want you to join in our Life and Liberty Drive. You go to ACLJ.org. Your gift's going to be matched, but you need to be part of this Life and Liberty Drive. As we said, this is your moment. Defend the truth. Defend freedom. Join us in the fight for life and liberty. It's very important for you to do that. You do that by going to ACLJ.org. Banner right there on the homepage. You're going to be seeing a lot about this on our social media as well. Stand up for those who are really suffering because of the injustice being taken place by our own government. ACLJ.org. Back with more from the second half hour.
keeping you informed and engaged. Now, more than ever, this is Seculo. And now your host, Jordan Seculo.
Hi, welcome back to Seculo. We are announcing today at the American Center for Law and Justice two things. One, the ACLJ's new Life and Liberty Drive. You can find out more about that at aclj.org. You'll see it on our social media. You'll see some new imagery as well. We went to you, our supporters, our donors, and said, yo, what's most important to you? Life and liberty. That's where you wanted the ACLJ to really focus in on our efforts. We listened, and we're doing just that. We're announcing today, with the announcement of the new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, a new case. The ACLJ representing FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, one of the first FBI whistleblowers to appear before Congress, who has been punished, persecuted by the FBI for speaking out as a whistleblower. I want to remind people that whistleblowers receive protections by Congress so that they don't receive this retribution, so that they can speak out without fear of losing their job, their careers, their livelihood. Yet, there have been carve-outs inside the law that we are going to fight back against that have allowed the FBI to punish these whistleblowers when they go forward, to the point where someone like Agent O'Boyle has said, and we've played it on the broadcast today, I would not encourage my own friend inside the FBI to do this, even if it was something really bad that they needed to be reported. Just tell it to me. I've already done it, so I'll go out and report it for you. Because they will destroy you. Because they will destroy you. The words he used were crush you. But we do have supporters calling in, asking questions about where does that financial support go to the ACLJ? And I want to take Daryl's call out of Kansas on line three about just that. Hey, Daryl.
Hi. I was just wanting to know, I know it's about life, liberty, and pro-life and things like that. But it seems like whatever is done, whatever money is raised, nothing ever happens to the people that, you know, are making the evil America.
Well, I don't think that, well, Daryl, first of all, we don't charge our clients a dollar for representation. So what happens is, in a situation what you're mentioning, in this case, our members allow our lawyers and our legal teams and our media teams to operate. And ACLJ is a nonprofit organization. And let me tell you what does happen. Remember when we went after the IRS? We broke them. Totally broke the tax-exempt division of the Internal Revenue Service after 3 years of pulverizing them in court. So the truth is, a lot happens when you go to court. And that's the only recourse that these agents have at this point. And we get great results. Yeah. It takes time, it takes patience, it takes efforts. But our clients are not paying for this. Yeah. That's where the supporters of the ACLJ come in and do the work and allow us to do the work. And we're saying that we want you to join us in this. This is not some a passive situation. We're asking you to join us in this. We say this is your moment. Defend the truth, defend freedom, defend liberty, and join us in the fight for life and liberty by supporting the work of the ACLJ at aclj.org.
Your contributions, you make a contribution to the ACLJ right now, that's going to assist people like Garrett O'Boyle. That's so that we can represent Garrett O'Boyle in court, and it doesn't cost him a thing. He doesn't have to go and find money or take out loans to hire lawyers. He can get the best attorneys in the world, attorneys who have represented the President of the United States of America before Congress, the impeachment, and the special counsel probe. He gets those attorneys because of you, ACLJ donors and supporters. So donate to the ACLJ. Be part of his legal defense, literally. That's what your support is doing. And more whistleblowers that we'll be taking on as well. Aren't easy cases.
Yep.
This is not going to take one junior attorney at the ACLJ filing some paperwork
for
the court.
Six lawyers are working on it. We brought in senior counsels that have, as Jordan said, lawyers that are affiliated with the ACLJ that have represented presidents. That's how important this is, and that's why we're announcing this drive.
Yeah, that's right. You can be a part of it right now, the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. Easiest thing to do, just go to aclj.org. You will see it right there on the homepage. We're going to see this kind of content, though, rolling out for the next few weeks, because we have so much great stuff to share with you. This is just our kickoff. This is just day one of the Life and Liberty Drive. Again, focusing on the issues that matter to you the most and giving you the opportunity to join in the fight. Just like our caller asked, what happens here? Well, obviously, we have an entire incredible, skilled group of lawyers and media experts ready to take on these cases. And we do it, by the way, for them and their client at zero cost. We can't do that without your support. So you go to aclj.org, you make your donation during this Life and Liberty Drive, and your gift is doubled.
this day where we announced the new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. We want you to learn about it at aclj.org. That right on the homepage, you'll see Life and Liberty, the drive there. And we're announcing a brand new case. If you're just joining us, and we know people join throughout the broadcast, we are representing a special agent, FBI special agent, Garrett O'Boyle. Remember, he was one of the first whistleblowers just in May to testify before Congress about the wrongdoing and the targeting of conservatives, pro-lifers, pro-life pregnancy centers, parents at school board meetings inside the FBI, that things were just not being done correctly inside the FBI, and he's lost everything for speaking out. And the ACLJ has said, you know what? Our legal team, we're going to take our donor support through this ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. We're going to represent him, and of course, no cost to him or his family. He's in a very difficult financial situation right now, not getting paid. And the ACLJ is representing him because of you, our donors. We want to represent more of these whistleblowers, folks, which means we need more of you donating to the ACLJ, because this is not, again, simple work. I want to take the call from Joanne out of Ohio. It is not a basic file a form, file a document, then 6 months later. Go to court. These are very complicated matters. And unfortunately, it shouldn't be in America, an uphill battle right now with existing case law on whistleblowers. We talk about in our blog at aclj.org. We've got to change some precedent.
But you know what? I've done 43 years of my legal career has been doing what? Changing precedent. It sometimes takes a decade to do it. But we've seen it, including Roe versus Wade, folks. So this is not, is it a tough challenge? You bet. Is it an important challenge? There's no doubt. Is it a winnable challenge? Yes. Is it going to take tenacity? You bet. Is it going to take really smart lawyering? Yes. We're taking your calls. I want to know your reaction to all this at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Let's take a call.
Yeah, we're actually clearing calls right now. We have one up. We've got Joanne. Joanne's on Ohio. I just thought it was on. So, Joanne, you're on the air.
Hey, Joanne.
Joanne, go ahead.
Let's start this over. All right. I think we had a little technical thing there. Joanne, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hi, guys. Thanks. My question is, given the inability of this government to follow what the Supreme Court tells them, you know, they want to subvert everything they're told to do. Just look at Harvard. But my question is if you win in the appeals court or at the Supreme Court with O'Boyle, what are the chances that the other guys aren't going to need representation, that it's going to change? Is it going to take legislation?
It may take all of the above. But let me tell you a couple things that can happen here. Number one, as Jordan said, it's an uphill battle legally because there's an existing Supreme Court president, albeit 40 years old, and a very different Supreme Court now. So I think we've got to, you know, tailor the argument, and a very different statutory scheme. It's not just that the court's different. The statute's different on this whistleblower protection as well as the security clearance and review. So we're going right to federal court of appeals. So it goes right to the court. Our engagement itself could send a signal to the Department of Justice and the FBI. And I'm going to say this without bragging, that the lawyers that represented the former president of the United States successfully are the lawyers representing these whistleblowers, and we're not charging them a nickel because of the support of our donors. So there may be multiple ripple effects of how this works. That's why what we're saying is it is crucial to defend these brave men and women that are involved in this, and of course your gifts will be doubled in the ACLJ drive that we're in. But understand something here. This is where we need, we believe this is our moment. We believe this is your moment. We believe that you've got to defend the truth, defend liberty, defend freedom, and join us in this fight for life and liberty because of this very reason. And what you said is exactly right. The court litigation can have multiple effects on how this goes. Well, I
think the long-term goal,
because it looks like right now they can't fight back. Now they can.
Is that whistleblowers inside our executive branch will be able to come forward with those protections given to them by Congress, blow the whistle without fear of losing their careers. That's it. That is the ultimate goal here, is that whistleblowers who see wrongdoing in the executive branch, and we know there are literally hundreds who want to come out. Hundreds of these whistleblowers. They have seen the weaponization. They have seen the wrongdoing. They don't want to be part of an FBI and an institution that is going downhill, that looks like it's been overly politicized and it's not focusing on the real crimes and real issues facing America, and that politics is just playing an overly disgusting role with inside these institutions. They want to speak out, but they've seen what happens when you do speak out. So, folks, the goal here, the long-term goal of this, is that whistleblowers are protected inside the executive branch and they're able to speak out when the executive branch is engaged in wrongdoing. Listen to O'Boyle and his congressional testimony, Bite 2.
This smear campaign, disgusting as it is unsurprising. Despite our oath to uphold the Constitution, too many in the FBI aren't willing to sacrifice for the hard right over the easy wrong. They see what becomes of whistleblowers, how the FBI destroys their careers, suspends them under false pretenses, takes their security clearances and pay with no true options for real recourse or remedy. This is by design. It creates an Orwellian atmosphere that silences opposition and discussion. We know what is right to do, yet we too often refuse to do what is right because of the difficulty and suffering it incurs. I couldn't knowingly continue on this path silently without speaking out against the weaponization I witnessed, even if it meant losing my job, my career, my livelihood, my family's home, and now my anonymity.
You know, I mean, think about all of those different steps he had to say, I was willing to lose to be a whistleblower. My job, my career, my livelihood, my family's home, and now my anonymity. Now I'm this public figure and who again, they've tried to they have suspended without pay. This is, again, we have created a federal government that can punish the whistleblower without recourse right now.
Let me tell you what this our team...
It makes it very difficult for Congress then to work with these whistleblowers.
Very, because they're the whistleblowers in the worst possible... So we're helping Congress
the
as well.
The moment these agencies find out you're blowing the whistle, they're coming after you.
Yeah, and I think civilly and criminally potentially. Yes. So here's the thing that we're doing. We've assembled a team that is an all-star team. We've got... I just counted during the break. 6 lawyers working on Garrett O'Boyle's case right now. Just from our team. Just from the ACLJ. 6. 3 of those lawyers, 4 of them actually, represented a former president of the United States multiple times on multiple investigations. We have brought in experts on this. We have built a team that I think is second to none. But Logan, this is the reason why we knew we'd have to get ready for this. You gotta, you know, prepare for battle because that's what this is. We have built a team because these individuals need real help in court, in the media, now. And that's why we have a Life and Liberty Drive going on right this moment.
Yeah, the Life and Liberty Drive has been, we've been working on it for months, preparing exactly how we were going to roll this out. And in those course of the months, as we were developing it, as you've seen the graphics being laid out, as we cited, we looked into those surveys, we looked through those comments of what we thought you really wanted us to focus on. In that same time frame, this whistleblower situation came out. And this is no coincidence that it happened to time up so well with this Life and Liberty Drive. And as you said, when you hear those clips, when you hear O'Boyle talking specifically about the fact that he has essentially been put to ruin financially, we know that these guys don't have the funds right now to be able to fully respond legally, take the legal recourse necessary. But they can when there are things in organizations like the ACLJ, specifically the ACLJ, that will take on them at no cost. And how does that work? Because you may go, well, how do we do that at no cost? Obviously, that is where you come in and you can join us in the fight. We don't have, you know, a low-level team of attorneys. These are highest level of attorneys, the highest level of media experts that are there. That's why you will see us on all platforms. You will hear us on all platforms. You will see us in Washington, D.C. and around the world talking, not just talking, but taking the legal steps necessary to protect our clients. But we can't do that, by the way, without you. Obviously, with Life and Liberty, we're also talking about our work in the pro-life field. We will talk about that in very specific and very details coming up very soon. But
well,
today,
this agent reported that the pro-life groups were being targeted unreasonably here.
I think what is important here is I want to take you back to the days of the Trump administration. The way whistleblowers are treated differently is also part of the weaponization of the federal government. If you're Alexander Vindman, you're a hero. You get book deals. You get MSNBC jobs. You get speaking gigs.
Colonel Vindman.
Yeah. Remember, he blew the whistle. And again, he has the right to do that. He's a protection to do that.
Blew the whistle on a phone call.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, there was no retribution for him.
No.
Because that's not right. One, it's not right. Even if you disagree with him strongly, it wouldn't be right to have retribution. Here, though, they are politically choosing who to destroy. So they're destroying the whistleblowers that hurt their narrative that everything at the FBI and the DOJ is fine. And yet they've got these whistleblowers who they've given all these awards to, and they've said how great a job they've done, and who are saying everything is not fine inside the FBI and the DOJ. It has been weaponized against the American people.
And this is why our moment is right now. There are a lot of you listening to us on radio and thousands of you listening to us also on our social media platforms. Your financial support is crucial to defending these brave men and women. Your gifts will be doubled through our ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, giving us twice the impact. This is your moment. Defend the truth. Defend freedom. Join us in this fight for life and liberty. We can't do it without you, folks. ACLJ.org. When we come back, all phone lines are open. We're taking your calls. 800-684-3110. 1-800-684-3110. Back with more in just a moment.
We know we've got people joining throughout our broadcast, throughout the show, whether you're watching the show, listening to the show, whatever you're doing it, terrestrial, online, SiriusXM, whether you do it through podcast, whether you do it through, again, Rumble, YouTube, or Facebook. We always have new people joining in. We want to announce to you, the ACLJ is launching that today, August 1st, the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, and we're launching it with a brand new case, the ACLJ. We are representing FBI Special Agent Garrett O'Boyle, one of those first whistleblowers from the FBI to go to Congress to say the FBI has in fact been weaponized, and take a listen to what he said, what happened to him as soon as he became the kind of whistleblower that they disagreed with.
Mr. O'Boyle, we just heard from your interaction with Mr. Gates and how all of this occurred and all of the hardships you've gone through. If one of your really good friends, your former colleagues, came to you and said, I have this thing that is being covered up, and I think the American people need to know about it, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them first to pray about it long and hard. And I would tell them I could take it to Congress for them, or I could put them in touch with Congress, but I would advise them not to do it.
So you would legitimately try to protect one of your colleagues from doing what you have done?
Absolutely.
And how do you think that solves being able to shine light on corruption, weaponization, any kind of misconduct that exists with the American people?
It doesn't solve it. But the FBI will crush you. This government will crush you and your family if you try to expose the truth about things that they are doing that are wrong. And we are all examples of that.
I can't think of a more sobering way to end a hearing. I yield back.
They will crush you. They will crush your family. And that's where the ACLJ and this Life and Liberty Drive has now come into to defend those that cannot defend themselves. Let's go ahead and take as many phone calls, Logan, as we can.
Yep, let's go to Tony, who's calling in Maryland online too. Tony, welcome.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. First, I'd like to thank you all for what you do at JSeculo. You know, what I've seen the our government do to the Catholic Church,
yes,
parents and school boards, and pro-life, it reminds me of a speech that Khrushchev gave, where he basically said that they would not conquer America, but we would fall from within.
Yep.
And what our government is doing to the people today, his prediction may come true.
And by the way, Agent O'Boyle did whistleblow on the, when you mentioned the Catholic Church, those memos that were going out against the Catholic Church. And they were part, that was part of what he was so concerned with. And again, when you're looking at these situations, and we are, you have to be engaged and realize what's going on here. And that's why court is so essential here to get justice.
But what we're going to make sure is that America is not destroyed from within, is that there might be bad, and there surely are bad actors inside now. We know the Department of Justice, the FBI. We knew it, the IRS, years ago. We've been fighting that for over a decade. And again, Washington Post quoted saying we gutted the IRS and that division that was so political, the Lois Lerner division. But we have to fight to make sure that America's not destroyed from within. And it's still worth the fight. That's why Garrett O'Boyle was willing to go be a whistleblower. He's willing to do, he said, make the hard decision to protect this country that's worth fighting for and dying for, which he was willing to do as well. This is worth the fight. Our country is worth fighting for. And that's why we've launched the new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive.
Exactly. All right, let's go right back to the phones. 800-684-3110, 1-800-684-3110. Logan, who's next?
Nancy in Illinois has got a question about the whistleblower case. Yes. Nancy, you're on the air.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for my call.
Sure.
And I pray for you all. But I have
Thank
a
you.
Question.
Yep.
Of taking this to the Supreme Court,
yes.
which I am for, but as evil as this government is, what will happen if before you get to the Supreme Court, they pack it like they want to? I'm so worried about that with these gentlemen.
Well, listen, I mean, the attack on the Supreme Court is real. It's palpable. I put nothing by them. Let me tell you the process of what happens here. This case is unique, Agent O'Boys, because we get to go directly to the Federal Court of Appeals, which is the court right below the Supreme Court of the United States. So we're one stop away from the Supreme Court. That's number one. Number two, we will, of course, we'll seek to try to win at the Court of Appeals if possible. It's going to be a very significant challenge, but you don't know. I mean, the laws change, the statutes change. I think we have a fighting chance on that. Ultimately, I think the case is addressed at the Supreme Court of the United States. As it goes to packing the court, that's where our Office of Government Affairs comes in. They're already working on Capitol Hill to not allow that to happen. They're not going to get that through the House of Representatives. As long as the Republicans keep control of that. So it won't happen. But this is where the politics and the law and the media all converge. And what we're doing by announcing our ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive is we are putting all of our resources, whether it is court, whether it is in the media, whether it is Capitol Hill, involved here in defending life and liberty, especially as it relates to these FBI agents who've done such a great job defending our country, both in war and in domestic.
That's right. So, folks, we want you to support the work of the ACLJ through the Life and Liberty Drive. You go to ACLJ.org, you donate today. We want to take on more of these whistleblower cases. This is just the first with Garrett O'Boyle, and we want to announce it today with the announcement of our new ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive. But this should not be the last whistleblower that we take on that needs our help, that needs our representation. These folks, again, they've lost everything because they were willing to speak out against what they are calling the weaponization of the FBI against the American people. I can't think of an issue that's more on point for us at the ACLJ than representing those inside our government willing to say, yes, what your members of Congress have been telling you is right. Yes, what ACLJ has been telling you is right. This is how bad it is inside these organizations. But we can fix it. It's a country worth fixing. It's a fight worth fighting. Fight alongside us. Fight alongside Garrett O'Boyle. Be part of his team. Donate today at ACLJ.org. Be part of the Life and Liberty Drive and be part of O'Boyle's team. Be part of these whistleblowers' teams who are saying, I need you. They are relying, quote, on charity. That means donations to fight these battles. We fight the battles because of your donations to the ACLJ at ACLJ.org.
All right, so let's talk about, as we take the last 2 minutes here, what this Life and Liberty Drive is all about. It's because we listened to you. And Logan, you've had your teams working on this for over a month.
Oh, multiple months. This has been a plan for the last few months, last probably year, and leading up until the month of August, knowing that we were going to have, if people are going back to school, there's a lot of things on people's minds. And when this started kind of percolating over the last few weeks, we thought, well, this is just, you're not a coincidence that this would happen to be right here at the launch of our Life and Liberty Drive, because we wanted to not only listen to what people had to say, we wanted to make sure we were able to activate what they had to say. And what they said was, we really care about these few issues. You may have gotten those text messages. You may have gotten those emails if you're part of the ACLJ team already saying, what are you list, your rank your most important topics. What do you care about the most? Well, we took that information, we took all that data, and we decided, how can we focus a month dedicated to what you are focused on the most? What takes up the most of your mental headspace when you think about the ACLJ? What do you want to see us get done? And these were the topics at hand. This is your moment, though, to defend the truth and defend freedom, and you can join us in the fight for life and liberty. And that is why we launched the Life and Liberty Drive here at the ACLJ. You're going to hear a lot about it over the next month. We're going to still cover the news. We're still going to tell you all the new stuff that's happening, of course. But today, to kick it off, we want to make sure you not only knew about the drive, but knew about this whistleblower situation. You should check out the work of the ACLJ also at ACLJ.org. Not only is it a great place to obviously donate, we want you to do that. We want to start off today in a big, big way. And we can do that with you through the ACLJ Life and Liberty Drive, where donations are matched through this month as well. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Secular.